This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Israel-Hamas hostage release expected Friday.
They will be 13 in number, all women and children.
Kentucky derailment fire extinguished.
There's absolutely no intention of us to cut them off.
Food, football, and parades this Thanksgiving Day.
It lights up my eyes to see her eyes light up.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Israel strikes Gaza as a four-day ceasefire and hostage deal is delayed, at least until Friday, with 13 in the first group to be released. Ale David's brother is one of the Hamas hostages.
It's a nightmare to wait. We already waited 48 days and we are going to keep waiting. And we don't know how much.
CBS's Natalie Brand.
The White House expects at least three Americans to be released as part of the deal, including Abigail Moore Adan, who turns 4 years old on Friday.
My fingers crossed.
President Biden in Nantucket for the Thanksgiving holiday told reporters he thinks he'll be able to say more on Friday.
I'm not prepared to give you an update until it's done.
As part of the deal, increased humanitarian aid will also be allowed into war-torn Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the war against Hamas will continue.
The annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade was briefly disrupted by pro-Palestinian demonstrators. Law enforcement is on high alert in the U.S. due to the war between Israel and Hamas. There was increased security at the Thanksgiving Day parade. Today marked the 97th year of the event in New York. CBS's Chanel Call was there.
Eagle Scout Snoopy was the first balloon to take to the skies for New York City's Thanksgiving Day parade. This is the ninth version of Snoopy, who is the longest-running character balloon with over 40 parade appearances. Some newcomers include Kung Fu Panda and Leo the Lizard from an upcoming Netflix film.
It's a memory, isn't it? It's a memory for life.
There were 25 balloons in all, guided through city streets by hundreds of volunteers.
President Biden told NBC when calling in during the parade.
Today about coming together, giving thanks to this country we call home, and thanks to all the firefighters, police officers, first responders, and our troops, some of whom are stationed abroad.
And some troops he called this morning. The fire is out after a train derailment and sulfur dioxide gas spill in eastern Kentucky. Residents in nearby Livingston have been allowed to return home. Joe McCann with CSX.
The CSX level presence here physically or virtually until the last citizen feels as though, you know, they've been accommodated and they've been made whole for anything that, you know, has displaced them or any impact. There's absolutely no intention of us to cut and run.
The cause of the derailment is under investigation. Stock markets closed for the holiday. Now this.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Motive known after several people are stabbed in the Irish capital. CBS's Elaine Cobb.
Three young children and two adults are being treated in hospital after a violent knife attack in Dublin. Eyewitnesses said a man attacked a group of young people near a school in central Parnell Square. Passers-by intervened, some sustaining injuries. Police threw up a cordon around the area. They caught the alleged assailant and say they are not looking for other suspects. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Protesters fired flares and fireworks at the police cordon. The Dublin police chief blames the unrest on rumors spread online about the suspected attacker's nationality. Electric vehicle sales are expected to hit a record 9% of all passenger vehicles in the U.S. this year, according to Atlas Public Policy. That will be up from 7.3% of new car sales last year. This will be the first year U.S. electric vehicle sales surpass 1 million. However, the U.S. is lagging behind China, Germany, and Norway in EV sales. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. It's the last thing any retailer wants on Black Friday, but unionized Macy's workers in the Seattle area say they'll strike tomorrow and through the weekend. CBS's Peter King.
Longtime employee Azia Domingo says while Macy's is showing record profits, workers aren't getting their fair share.
Pay isn't keeping up with inflation. And then this is on top of the fact that we don't feel safe in our stores, which leads to high turnover and short staffing, which stretches us thin and leaves us more vulnerable to security threats.
The workers say they'll call the picket line the Macy's Striking Workers Parade, a takeoff, of course, on New York's Thanksgiving Day parade. Macy's says it's trying to work out a deal. Peter King, CBS News.
On this Thanksgiving, the FDA is recalling glass jars of Hy-Vee turkey gravy sold in 8 states in the central U.S. because some actually contain beef gravy, which means a soy allergen is not listed on the label. Time on the Roundup. 7 minutes past the hour.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hundreds of holiday meals are being distributed to those in need in San Francisco by the nonprofit Glide Foundation. CBS News San Francisco reporter Sean Chitna says its CEO, Dr. Gina Frommer, recalls how Glide changed her
how
life.
How real is that?
Dr. Frommer knows what it's like to get help from Glide. She remembers taking three different buses to get here for services, including coming with her children for a holiday meal twice.
That helped me feel normal. That helped my kids me normalize a regular, normal Thanksgiving that they can go back to school and share with their friends.
So as she looks forward to take Glide into its next chapter, post-pandemic, they're still searching for more effective ways to take on old problems.
It's not a one-size-fits-all approach, but I do think employment and housing are two key tenets that we need to help people off the street.
Venice, Italy rolls out a day tripper fee trying to regulate mass crowds on peak weekends. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Thursday, November 23rd, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on the 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show, because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
when I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.